Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church, Enugu.
Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift your hands and just bless the name of the Lord? Sing hallelujah to the one true God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We sing to you, Jesus. We sing to you, Jesus. I want to hear your voices lifted unto God in thanksgiving. Praise his name. Offer to him the fruit of your lips. Our God is good. Our God is gracious. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we bow our hearts to you. We praise you, Lord. We give thanks. Thank you, Spirit of Truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for upholding us with your loving kindness every day. Thank you for the daily load of benefit that we enjoy every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Be thou magnified. We sing to you. We praise you, Lord. We see your hand and we are grateful. Thank you, Lord. You do things that we don't even know how you do them. Lord, thank you. Thank you for beautifying us. Thank you for drawing us to yourself again today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, even at this moment, thank you for utterance. We ask you that you speak to our hearts. I rebuke every spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. Our ears are attentive to God's word. In the name of Jesus. Lord, think through my mind and speak through my lips. I ask that every heart in this place be edified. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Thank you for the eyes of our understanding being flooded with light, that we may know what is the hope of our calling. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please have your seats in God's presence. Thank you, Hill City. God bless you. Say to a neighbor, welcome to church. Amen. Good to see you in church today. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm grateful to see all our diasporan, some of our diasporans, those are on missionary grounds or missionary field, one of which was the one that spoke on discipleship. So glad to see you, sir. And many of us that haven't been in church for a while, happy to see you. We've been praying for you, and we are glad you are here today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. To somebody, I'm happy to see you in church. You better mean it. Come on, say it well. I'm happy to see you in church. Amen. Wow. How many of us were here last Sunday? The people that didn't come will now be wondering, what happened? Just tell somebody that you see clapping. Ask the person after service. Just give me a tip. Give me a tip. Hallelujah. Good thing it was the message was recorded. So do well to ask the media. Just run to them and say, please. I don't want to miss. They'll be general. I can tell you. They are very kind people. they will give you very fast to listen. It was a great service, wasn't it? Amen. I feel like we had testimonies from that service. Anybody? Okay. Praise God. I would have called you to share, but we our time. But we give God thanks for great things he did that day. Amen. All right. So this today, what I'm talking about is my true identity, or you say your true identity. Okay? Our true identity. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord, we have the instruction of the Lord to be separate. Hallelujah. And being separate, it's not that God is saying, go and try and be separate. It is that the moment you receive Jesus, automatically you've been separated. Because you receive the life that does not fit into anybody who does not have that life. You receive the life that you don't, it's not, you wake up to it, let me go and buy it. In fact, you don't even know you need it. I'm saying that the life of Jesus that we receive when we get saved is beyond human comprehension. Hallelujah. It's beyond what we can comprehend fully. That's a better way to say it. So that completely makes you different. So when the Lord says, be thou separate, you're not trying to, let me try. I don't want to be like other people. You have been made separate. You have been made different the moment Jesus came into your life. When we were singing when we were praying, actually, a story I'd forgotten for a long time, the Holy Spirit reminded me of that story, and it sort of fit into what he would have me share today. So before I got married, there is this man who is my daddy's friend, who somehow they were trying to connect me and the friend's son. You get, ba? Stay with me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So on the first part of it, I just knew, that can be it. So, but some things happened. So I just said, okay, let's see it through, right? Let's start talking. Let's see it through. But on the first part, they said, please. But anyway, I will spare you the details. But then we just started talking. Let's see how it's going. I should not bore you. I should not spare you. I must spare you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Oh my God. I want to focus on the part that the Holy Spirit reminded me. Anyway, it was going. Jude wasn't in Nigeria anyway. So, but then the father one day, I went to see the dad, and then he was telling me, he said something that they went to see their pastor. In their church, in his church, him being the man. And then they said that, you know, talking to him about the marriage, me and her son and all that. The man said, I'm good. I'm okay. But that they need to work on me. I'm the one that need working. That I need working. Serious how? Well, you will want to know that when you hear we need to work on you, goat is involved. Yes, now. What do you think? Yes, now. You open your mouth. You know, God is gracious to us in TCC. We don't know that those things. Amen. Yes, now. You know, they will, you bring something now. They'll give you lists. Yeah. They have Bible now. The Bible will be opened while we are killing the goats. Okay. I'm happy the way you're opening your mouth. It's good you didn't know it. But why am I saying this? Because it's still true today. What did I say? It's still true today. You see, one day I was preaching here on Wednesday service. I didn't even know what I was saying. I was just talking about people going to the village and, you know, people telling you to go back to the village and do some stuff. I didn't know. After service, somebody met me and told me, that's how she's coming back. And so they have told her some things to do, so they are now preparing to do it. The reason why we still have a lot of this place is being full of people is because people don't know their true identity in Christ Jesus. So immediately that man said that thing to me. I said, of course, being an elder, I'll not say, do you know Jesus, huh? I just said, I'll think about it. And I fled. I told my dad, I said, I'm not going anywhere. Don't understand what people are talking about. Me, prophetess. Woman on fire. No, I didn't say that. Anyway. People of God, the moment we were saved and we were changed, the Bible tells us in 1 John, I believe 4:7, it says that as Jesus is, so are we in this world. Galatians 2:20, please put that up for me. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. This one that is living now by faith is Christ living. So when you are told some things, your ears should stand up and be like, Jesus should go for deliverance. Do you understand? You are saying that Jesus is suffering from near success syndrome. Are you getting that? You are saying that Jesus is suffering from generational curses. I have been crucified with Christ. In him, amplified. In him, I have shared his crucifixion. He says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. What sort of lie can you be told? And there is any space. You know, there are things, Andrew Mark used to be very hard. He can say, you have to be dumb to believe it. So you have to really be dumb to believe some lies. Because they are entirely, it's obvious that this is deception. Hallelujah. I'm saying that the time and energy people spend running around trying to get solution is the time they will sit down and let me even know who the Lord has made me, who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know the truth? Most of the battles people face, I don't know where this is coming from, but just stay with me. Most of the battles people face is from laying on of hands. Amen. Most of the people you see dealing with stuff is problem gotten from laying on of hands. You come to a place, they write a list for you, and you accept it. You have spiritual husband. Come on. Jesus, the Bible tells you that you are his bride. You are Jesus' bride. And then you have another spiritual husband. As in, make it make sense. Do you understand? Make it make sense. It's not that you are here to understand. You are saying you're a Christian. I'm a Christian. But you're here to understand what it means to be a Christian. The life you received the day you said, Jesus, come into my life. And then they are taking money from you. They are taking you to wherever. Please. I'm sure this is not for everybody here, but please. Please. Open your Bible and read who you are. Open your Bible. Don't be deceived. Don't let yourself be deceived. It's deception. Hallelujah. It's deception. Some people will say, you don't understand. I know what I'm facing. I know what I'm experiencing. I know what I'm, when I lie down, I know how it's real. I can see this. I can see that. I'm not saying you're not seeing it. What I'm saying is that two cannot work together except they be agreed. You either agree with the Spirit of God or not. I have been told that too. Are you getting it? I've been told that too. Go and buy a white gown.
Go and buy a ring, and then you tear it, and then you throw it away. You don't get it. Meanwhile, whom the Son set free is free indeed. And that is who you are. The one set free. Why do we want to be believing the lies of Satan? Why are we letting the world define us? Why are we letting other people tell you who you are? But of course, when we don't know who we are, the world will tell you who you are not. And you believe it, oh, that's who I am. In our family, everybody is struggling. Nobody, no millionaire. And then you have put that lid there. Everything we are doing, just manage. If you are just doing well, you're meeting your needs. I mean, God is already doing you well. Whose report should we believe? Are we going to believe the report of the Lord or the experiences of people around you? If you don't know who you are and whose you are, the world will use you and be doing 10-10. Even when you have not gone to shady places for them to tell you something, your mind will be telling you what you are not. You will sit with yourself and wear a cap the Lord didn't put on you. And put on limitations God didn't put on you. Who told you you have to be sick? Do you know what the new creation is? It is the life of God, the resurrection and the life indwelling us. It says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is what came into us the moment we got saved. The same power. Remember, Jesus was not just put in the tomb. Bible says that a stone was a boulder, you can call it, was used to seal it off. And military men were standing on guard. But when the power came, they lay there as dead. They didn't even know what hit them. The stone didn't even know what hit it. Jesus walked as though nothing was there. And that is the life that has come to dwell in us. It's either the Bible is telling us the truth, which we know is telling us the truth. Now, I'm trying to say, is that it's lying to us? But you know, the word is true. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. The word of God is true. Or that somebody is lying to us. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. See, as believers, God has made us to be powerful. He says, this work I do, you do too. You not just even do what I do, you will do greater. It doesn't sound like weakness. Does it sound like weakness? It doesn't sound like weakness at all. Well, you know what? So God Almighty came in the flesh, in the person of Jesus, right? Now, it's amazing that God in flesh at some point could not help himself. Did you hear what I said? God Almighty could not help himself. He could not walk. He had to be carried because he was a baby. He had to be fed. But you see, in that little baby was the Almighty God. His spirit is the Almighty God. His flesh may be in the baby form, but the spirit is the Almighty. Follow me. So that baby Jesus had to be fed. Bible says he had to grow in wisdom and in stature. Abi? He was growing. He was going to the temple. At 12 years, he went there. He was learning. He was not born speaking Aramaic. He learned it. He learned it. Even though he's one that authored language. Scripture, he inspired it. Yet, he had to learn scriptures. Learn the things that were said about him in the scriptures. But he inspired it. What I'm saying is that he didn't leave it to chance. Shebi, it has been written. Let me just be growing. I will grow into it. One day I'll now wake up and I notice, hey, I'm the Son of God. Ah, wow. No. He learned from scriptures that the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. I've been anointed to preach the good news. This is my assignment. He learned it from scripture and said, this actually was written about me. This is who I am. Galatians chapter 4,
Verse 1, please. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Very quickly. Now, please, can you change this amplified, please? You can put NKJV or NIV or NLT, any of that, please. That's sorry. Because words are usually plenty in amplified. Now, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. Let's read it together again. Now I say, as long as he is a child, does not differ at all from a slave, though he is master of all. Let that end. Just think about it in a moment. I'm imagining Zoe, my daughter, is 2 years. If I bought Bubble, you know Bubble, and fill the fridge, put it in the freezer, on the fridge, small juice, happy hour, all these small baby children drinks. And I say, it's for Zoe. Right? If I say, Zoe, go and take it from the freezer, I'll be doing her, I'll be unjust. Why? Her hand can't get into the freezer. You will not call her short. Because she's small. It's not that you are short, it's that she's small. She's young. So she's yet to grow into the age where she can just put her hand and take it. Is it her own? Yes. Can she take it? No. Why? She's a child. So that we have inheritance in Christ. But until we grow, the inheritance is there. It's not that it's not there. We are heirs. The inheritance is there. But if we refuse to grow, we can't access it. You wouldn't even know you had it. If I had 2 people stand here and I gave them a bag, I put guns in the 2 of them and I told one, there's gun in this, and I didn't tell the other one. Right? If something came after them or came against them, what will happen? The one with gun will pull on. The one with gun that didn't know. You see now, difference is what? You know something that you know it. You don't know it. Is it available for vote? Yes. I'm trying to stir you up so that we begin to desire to know what God has given us in Christ. He says, in this Christ, we have all that pertaineth. Everything you need for life and godliness is already in Christ. He said, you have been blessed. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. You have been blessed by all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. See, you already blessed. Problem is, how? I don't know. How? I don't even know. If I told you, okay, I was having a conversation with my brother this morning. There's one somebody that, but when I just saw this guy, I just knew that something is wrong with his head. I just knew. Something is wrong with him. So, but when we're having that, I was telling that my brother that came with me, I think that something is wrong with him. But he was saying, I pray that God will help him. But the where I'm going is that, he said, you see, that the family has spent money. Has it spent money on what? Spent money on what? So we're trying to, you know, he had a lot of problems anyway. He said, you know, try to sort out the problem. I said, I want to understand, is it that, it's not hospital now, Abby? It's not hospital. So spent money on what? So he was trying to understand. I said, if I say, now, I have the solution to his problem, bring 1 million. He said, also they'll bring it. He said, if I say now, just bring 1 million, all this problem, I will solve it. What will happen? He said, they'll quickly bring it. That's what I'm saying. He has given us his word. Say, this is who you are. You are my workmanship. I made you well. I am living in you. But then I will not sit with it and take what he has said and become what he has said. I'm running around looking for who I will give money to chase away what can be chased. But you see, it seems that that is the easy way out. If I say fast, you say, Pastor, can you fast for me? Pastor, pray for me. I say, okay, I'll pray. But can you pray? Can you commit to praying at this time? Pastor, just be praying for me. I'll give offering. If we understood who we are, Satan will mess with us. The world will not mess with us. Why many people move around offended is because we don't know who we are. The new created spirit is immune to offense. Did you hear what I said? The recreated spirit is immune to offense. If we are being offended, we are leaning to the flesh. So when you say you don't know what they did to me, you don't know. It's your flesh speaking. Because tearing in your spirit, like you are full of love. He says you are abounding in love. The love of Christ constrains you. You can feel like this thing this guy did is to offend me. But somehow you're not offended. I'm wondering how Jesus just went through his life with all these offensive people. Have you ever thought about it? The people that surrounded Jesus, they'll just wake up today. Let's go and look for what he will say. That's what it means. Let's go and get word from his mouth. Let's just go and ask him one question. Moses, when he said that if you divorce, just what do you think? What do you want to say? Oh, should we give tax? Should we not give tax? Just let's know what he will say. Trying to kill him at every opportunity. How did Jesus, because if he was offended, he wouldn't make it to the cross. He couldn't make it to the cross. But you see, Jesus realized that just from studying scripture, he grew into, in his mind, that he's the Son of God. You didn't hear what I said. He is the Son of God. He never changed. But just staying with scriptures, learning what the Bible said about him, his mind was renewed into believing who he is. Did that make sense? So his soul, the flesh, came to become one with his spirit. So at that point, he could gladly say, yes, I will die, but in 3 days I'm coming out. I am the bread of life. And if you eat me, you have life. If you drink me, you have life. He could say it boldly. He didn't care what you think. Why? I've grown into it. You are not seeing it, it's no problem. But I'm seeing who I am. It's like saying, I've asked a brother here, if I said to you, you are naked, what will you say? Say, no, I'm not naked, I'm wearing clothes. Why? I'm so sure I'm wearing clothes. You can't convince me otherwise. So when he said, I'm the Son of God, they took stones. What are you saying? Son of God, how? Is it not you now? Is it not Joseph's son? We know the day you are born now. We know your sisters. What do you mean? Well, he has come to the point where his spirit, where his mind has accepted who he is in the spirit. And so that you're not seeing it is your problem, not his problem. So who are you? Child of God, who are you? Who are you? How do you define you? And no, I'm not talking about your beautiful flesh I can see right now, looking all gorgeous. Who is the Christ in you? Who are you? What is written about you? What do you know of you? I want to let you know that you are the answer to many people's prayer. Until you begin to manifest as sons, there are many people who will continue to pray and they're asking God, Biko, can you send us a deliverer? Are you with me? This my brother Godwin was sharing a testimony sometime with me. My mind was blown away. In where they were working, somebody that is doing welding job. Is welding, ba? Was electrocuted. And he fell down. He was not there. No, he wasn't there. So that you say that he now came and sharp. He was not even on site. So they were calling him, one of your workers is electrocuted. He said when he arrived there, the guy was already black, has already You know what they call it now? Was blocking. He's not blocking, but his hands was now clumping. Yeah. That's the medical word, rigor mortis. Everywhere was foam from his mouth. Do you know, when we were walking here, he said, see that boy, see the boy here, see that boy, that thing happened to, see that boy, I'm telling you. Matthew, he was still welding, he's still welding now. So he was called, he arrived on the scene, and Jesus arrived on the scene. It was even in the hospital environment. It's not saying, oh, let's quickly take him to UNTH. I have a life that can be transmitted into any dying thing and give it life. But it has to enter into our head. It's not just head knowledge. Yes, yes, we have the way. We have the way. Okay? It's not that I have the way. After we have it, we go and think on it. We go and meditate on it. We go and talk it. We go and mutter it. We go and speak it until we become the way. So your child is sick. Your first thing in your mind is, hey, where's that paracetamol? Hurry, oh, he's having running stomach. But Jesus is in the house. You are not using it does not mean you don't have it, is what I'm saying. They told Jesus, John chapter 11, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus was sick. He said, oh, okay, I'm coming. Let me finish. Remember, my meat is to do the work. He has called me. So, this can wait. So, I'm imagining the people who called him, sir. You are not seeing him. We are seeing him. We can see that this is an emergency, sir. Why are you saying you are coming? No, you should be running after us. Jesus did not even go. When he now died, nobody came to tell him he has died. Abi? Well, he told his disciples, well, let's go to Bethel. Our brother is sleeping. How did he know? How did he know he was sleeping? And those ones that are scandalous, you know, they said, if he's sleeping, now let him be sleeping. When he finished sleeping, you wake him up. Actually, God be disturbing people, someone that is sleeping. He should rest. Even me, I need some sleep. But Jesus now said, no, Allah, he's dead. Let's go out. Let's just go. He's dead. Somebody said, okay, let's go and die with Jesus. Like, even he's dead. Philip said, let's go and die with Jesus. Are you? What? How does he relate? Did Jesus say he's going to die? Oh my God. You see, Jesus got there. It didn't matter how long you have been dead. I know what I have. I know that when I come in, situation changes. I was about to preach recently. He was just talking about, I've heard that story before, but then I heard it from him recently. How that people were coming and they were saying, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and nothing was happening. Then A.A. Allen came and said, it is A.A. Allen that is speaking. Out! You didn't hear what I said. So somebody said, in the name of Jesus, and nothing happened. Then a man came and said, You demon, it is A.A. Allen that is speaking. We're out. And the thing go out. Thank you for that thunderous silence. Hallelujah. What are you saying? It is that it's not just the name. It is that I have embodied the name. I have embodied the name. So how do we come about all of this? Like I said, it is not in the excitement, people of God. Now, it's something I'm sitting on myself. And I'm trusting that we can journey on it together. Now we go and sit on what has God said about me? This thing Jesus did, what is the fullness of it? Don't you want to attain it? Don't you want to get to a point where Jesus is saying, there are some witchcraft people doing rubbish there. Brother John, just go and just walk around there and come back. And he knows, I just need to go and walk around there and I'm back.
and peace. I leave the Spirit of God there and come back. Somebody was trying to help me sometime to find someone to come and stay with me. Well, she was not trying to help. We're just talking about it. She said, well, that she can get from somewhere. You know, Niger Delta. She says that some people are used to be afraid of. I said, I don't understand. Why? He said, because of ritual. I said, if you find, bring the person for me. My house is coven. Bring the person. Let him come with the marine spirit. I don't know if you get. I don't understand. Me, I'll not be saying, no, hey, coven people. As how? I said, if you just look for the one that you are sure has the marine, they should come. If you are going to stay, you will not know what hits you. Why can't be friends? Because I don't want that kind of trouble. My children. Meanwhile, they go to school every day. If you're afraid of your children being influenced by evil spirits, get into the word. Get into the word. Get into the word. Learn who you are. There's how your daughter will be going. Your leg is because you are now, there's a friend around you that is now, your leg is no more straight. It's possible. So I don't know. There's something wrong with this child. Suddenly you just know. So there's somebody around you. And early, you nip it in the bud. Why? You have the wisdom of the Lord. You have the wisdom of God. Christ has been made what? Wisdom. You are full of wisdom. You are in the embodiment of wisdom. You see. Your eyes see. Your ears hear. You know that demons smell. Do you know? Demons smell. Sometimes you don't see, but you perceive. What I'm telling you is fact. You just know there's an awful smell. I know nobody's dirty. We've all been dirty. But there's an awful smell. The man of the spirit is beyond the five senses. It's beyond the five senses. Somebody's telling you, this business deal. You just know. You just be laughing in your heart. Or God finish and be going. Why? I know you are lying. You don't have to go and, let's go and inquire and esquire and inquire. You don't need it. Why? You have inside information. You have the Holy Ghost. I'm saying to you that as long as you are born again, you are not a weak person. You are not made to be weak. But you can choose to be weak. Of course, you don't wake up and say, let me just choose to be weak. But when you don't take steps towards being strong, you have chosen to be weak. Your true identity is Jesus. Everything he can do, everything he did, everything he wants done, he says you can do it. So what do we do? The way Jesus spent the early years of his life learning scriptures, Romans chapter 12 verse 2, you stay there and you are learning it, renewing your mind into the same image that you are in your spirit. Because in your spirit, like that little child that can't assess what is his in the freezer, you have it. It's available to you. But you need to start learning it. Training your mind to accept who you are now. The truth is that cannot be done in the place of convenience. It's not sweet. It's not sweet. Nothing is mastered in the place of convenience. You can't learn who you are in the place of convenience. When we listen to people like, when we hear stories about like Archbishop Idahosa, and you hear him say, oh, you people want to do meeting, I'm saying it will not hold. They say, God, even if God comes, he must hold. He said, God doesn't need to come. Me, I am here. I say it won't hold. And it will not be, You know, I figure that God is proud. That's my son. That's my son. You know that the Jesus said of John the Baptist. Jesus said of John the Baptist that of all that is born of a woman, that is what? He's the greatest. If he stopped there, maybe we would have still been saying that he is the greatest. But he went on to say that, you see, even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Remember, John the Baptist that he's saying is greater than all, is that is Moses, so Elijah, with all their calling down fire, Ezekiel, that he's greater than all of them. And then he went on to say that the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. My question is, are you in the kingdom? Are you in the kingdom? So why are you still threatened by cats? Cats are fighting. You know how they do? You wake up. Vigil. Why is it that cats is not giving you prayer points? Cats are dancing around the streets. And the vigil you didn't plan, you start. 12 to 3, die by fire. I'm awake. Well, men sleep it. They sow tears. I'm awake. Meanwhile, it is cats that is running around giving the Lord thanks. Probably over some rats. Thank you for the food. And you are, yeah, you are sweating. Oh, that day was hot. They can't pray while I pray. God is just there, be like, really? Are you? Say, the son of a lion cannot be a sheep now. What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. There are things you see, even if it's truly danger, you can laugh. You can laugh in the face of adversity. You can laugh in the face of danger. Why? I know whose I am. Please, I want you to go back, get into the word, because how you will truly embrace who you are is that you embrace whose you are. If you know who your daddy is, if you know who God is, and that God said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. There are certain things, somebody is threatening you, you are laughing. Why? I know whose I am. I know whose I am. And you know what? You are not afraid to stand alone. You're not afraid to stand separate. You're not afraid to be on your own. In the whole office, it's just you. You're not afraid. Why? Me with God is bigger than all of you put together. After all, we are the pace setters. After you have finished losing your way, you come and follow me. I am on the way. Do you understand? We know the way. We are in the way, following the way. So when you are done following the world, come back to the way. I'm staying here. You, new creature, you are a new creature, and to you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You see, the reason many are trying to be accepted in the world is because it doesn't enter our spirit that we are already accepted in the beloved. So there's that. Of course, nobody likes to be rejected. If you're here and you love to be rejected, that's not God. We're not made to be yearning for rejection. But you see, we are built to withstand rejection. So when the world doesn't approve of you, when people don't, you know, clap or try to, you're not bothering yourself trying to be accepted. You are comfortable in God. Peter and John, right, were going to Jerusalem and, you know, going past the beautiful gate. It was Peter and John, right? Acts chapter 3, verse 6. They're going past the beautiful gate, and the Bible says there's a man who was what? Born lame, 40 years of age.
And you know, they said, he looked at them and said, expecting to get something from them. And they said to him, silver and gold we don't have, but such as I have, I'm giving to you. There is something you have. I said, there is something you have. Such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Listen, it is that I have identified that there is something in me I can give you. So I now come in the name of Jesus and enforce that thing to come. You understand that? So this beggarly attitude many people have in church has to stop. This, you know, defeated mindset. We are just trying. God is just, we are just, God is just, we are just. Meanwhile, you are heir. You are co-heirs with Christ. It means the same way God loves Jesus is the same way God loves you. The same way. The same way. Your business is it's taking a nosedive. And you are running around looking for somebody that will tell you, bring salt, bring oil. Meanwhile, you have the resurrection and the life on your inside. You have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead on your inside. He said the greater one lives on your inside. But you see, until we become one with that truth, it won't be our experience. You hear what I said? Until we become one with that truth, it won't become your experience. Do you know, it is impossible for you to marry wrong. Did you hear what I said? I said, it is impossible for the new creature to marry wrong. Why? You are being led. But if where the devil will be doing you 10-10 is that you refuse to believe this truth, then you are living in fear. I said to myself, I can't be stranded. I can't be stranded. It's no longer a prayer point for me. It's that I can never be stranded. I can never be stranded. I can never be stranded. One day I went to the market. I was coming back and it was already late. So where I live, there's a place you follow. It's a bit longer to just down the street. There's no, you're not saying, let me get tricycle. That was, anyway, so where I was standing, I was expecting, how will I see a keke that will help me carry all this load? There's no way I can carry it. There were a lot down to my house. But you know, I was not even panicking. I just knew. I can't be stranded. I just stood there, even looking at the man that was selling suya, considering whether I should go and buy. Then somebody I know is, well, not a friend, an acquaintance, right? Just drove and saw me. He saw me. I didn't even see him where I was looking at suya. And he came and parked. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going home. Mwa, it's you I was waiting for. Oh yeah, see me like, I was not, he loaded everything down to my house. And I just said, thank you. I just said, thank you. But I even bought suya for me on top. I can't even remember now. So now, you know, the way I just shared it, it seemed like, well, coincidence. And it coincidentally had to happen that is at the very moment, he didn't call pass before I got there or after I needed the help. It was the very moment. That's the very beautiful coincidence. Divine coincidence. Do you understand? That's how the Lord works. People will be saying, well, he just worked. Yeah, he divinely worked coincidentally. If you want to make sure that it's coincidence. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. You know, that's how they said they were, if somebody was arguing, if Jesus parted the sea, did he make the ground to come up, or what are you saying?
Maybe they shall pass across the water. They walked on water. You're asking that the ocean is deep. Did they pass? If we agree that they passed, no problem. You can say your own is that they walked on water. In any case, it's still a miracle. Meanwhile, it was Brother Yinka that was teaching the other day in the business and leadership class, and he talked about how one of these, the richest man in Africa now, was needed a land for the refinery, yes, and he paid Lagos State for a potential land. So apparently, land was dug out of water. Do you understand? There was no land to sell to him, but we had water, so we sold water space, and that's where that's the land we now gave him. And then God cannot part the sea. You don't get it. You should know that it's not 1,000 square meters that the refinery is on. Hallelujah. So human beings can dig out land from water, but God can't part it. So you know that when Satan is lying, he's lying. You have to really close your eyes to believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I am full of God. I am full of God. I am full of God. Nothing is impossible to me. He says, the psalmist said, by my God. By my God. He said, by my God. I run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. And you see, he wasn't even born again. But a man had a revelation of truth. And he was living like that because indeed he was leaping over walls. He was running through troops. I'm saying it is true for you today. That your new identity is a person who can run through troops. That there is no challenge that is impossible for you to crack. There is no challenge. The reason why we still struggle with sin is because we are yet to identify with our true identity. You are not getting away from sin so you can be righteous. Woo! Glory to God. Do you get that? So I'm trying to stay away from sin so I can become righteous. He said, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And he that is born of God cannot sin. Do you understand it? See, if you are struggling with sin, you want to struggle with sin. Jesus did not say, try and be clean. Try and be... No, it's not try. It's while you are yet sinners. He gave you his gift of righteousness. Called you righteous. Hallelujah. He said, you cannot sin. Why? The seed, his seed is in you. So no, that does not mean, oh, well, since I am born of God, I cannot sin. Let's sin away. See you. Bum, bum, bum. Hellfire. Do you understand? It doesn't give us the license to now say, oh, well, I'm born of God. I cannot sin. So even if I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, it does not equate to sin because I am born of God. The Lord will shave your head. It means that sin begins to irritate you. Why? It's no longer your nature. A baby can pull on their body and still be doing, mommy, and still be happy moving about the house. He didn't care. We poop all over their body. You are the one that knows he has poop. But the moment that child grows, so imagine you have now grown, and then you poop on your body, and you're still doing like this. You get it now. So that is what people do. You've received Jesus, and you're pooping on yourself. And you're telling us, it's not poo-poo. Don't call it poo-poo. You get that? So because I am grown up now, I can't poo-poo on myself. Why? I've learned not to poo-poo on myself. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you have grown to act righteously. You are learning now to live righteously. Amen. God is good. That is your true identity. One who is righteous. One who is holy. One who is strong. One who can resist the devil. One who can stand firm in all the will of God for his life. One who can who can look the devil in the face and say, "Be gone." One who can break chains. One who stay healed. You don't manage nonsense. If the father didn't plant it, he shouldn't stay. And you determine that. You determine that. If you are tired of it, let it go. Amen. Oh, if you're tired of it, let it go. You can. You can. You can. You can. Jesus looked at that woman that was bent over and said, this is the daughter of Abraham. How should he continue like this now? No. He was dissatisfied with what he's seeing. The dissatisfaction you feel in your heart is calling you to act. Amen. The dissatisfaction you feel in your heart about your life, about certain situations, about anything at all, is calling you to do what? To take on what God has said and embody it into something. Bring it to life. Make it become flesh. The only way we get here, come to realize that we actually have something, like Peter, is that we spend time, much time, in the place of the word and meditation. People of God, I'm saying to you today, you already have it. You're not trying to get it. You just have to renew your mind into what you have. You have to adjust yourself that I actually have it. And it's not going to happen in a day. It won't take 2 days. You will stay there until beyond any shadow of doubt, I have it. I have it. When Jesus said, if he that believe will do what? Will raise, Mark chapter, maybe, that's, let me read that and I close. I don't know why it just skipped my head now. Mark 15:16. Oh, thank you, Lord. He that believes, you. Where is it now? Oh, 16, chapter 16, sorry. Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Verse 15, verse 16, yes, it says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. He went on to say, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. It's talking about you. If you believe in Jesus, it is talking about you. It is talking about you. It's our communion service too. Just in case you're joining us online, please get your communion elements ready. Whoever believes. Are you a whoever? Whoever believes. Whoever. Whoever. Not pastors. Not prophets, not evangelists, not bishops. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people. And they will get well. He's talking about you. He's talking about you.
I've shared that story once. My grandfather, somebody poisoned food and brought to him. And he just looked at the food. You know, usually he would sit and just throw his head back with his eyes closed. And this person arrived and gave him, food. You know, he just opened the food and started eating. Poisoned food. Started eating. When he was done eating, he said to the person, next time, don't bring me poisoned food. Oga, you knew it was poisoned and you ate it first. To now warn me, I should not bring poisoned food as her. Why did you eat it now? You already know. It is to tell you, I shall eat that thing you poisoned and it would do me no harm. And you see, if you believe it, you will say it. He always said it. That's what he said. He said it is impossible for charm to hit him or to affect him. He will always say it. I can't be poisoned. If you believe it, you start saying it. You start saying it. Learn who you are in Christ Jesus. Put it in your mouth. Don't be afraid to stand out. Let it be madness. Who cares? Who cares? I am never sick. Even though I'm having a headache. But I'm never sick. Why? That's the reality I want to experience. That is the truth. That is the truth I want to experience. I am never sick. I'm always healthy. I enjoy healing. And I'm always healthy. I have sound mind. I always have answer to every difficult question. I'm intelligent. I am a problem solver. There is nothing too difficult for me. Be saying it. Put it in your mouth. Put it in your mouth. This pain. No, I feel you, but I'm never in pains. I'm never in pains. Jesus already took my pains. He took every one of my pains. You keep saying it. Keep saying, I never lack. I have everything I need. The Lord supplies all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I lack nothing. I have everything I need. Put it in your mouth. The more you say it, the more it's taking root on your heart. Like Pastor Chris will say, what? Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Let them say, this girl, you are mad. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Imagine Abraham saying, my name is Abraham. And everybody knows he didn't have a child. Keep saying it. Who cares about what they say? What matters is what God has said. And it will come true. Yes, I am the father of all nations. And I'm here to have a child. It doesn't change that I'm the father of all nations. Hallelujah. Because what we see does not define our lives. What we see does not define our lives. You are more than you see yourself to be. You are more than you identify with. Stop identifying with the flesh. The disciples said, henceforth we know no man after the flesh. Don't know yourself after the flesh. Stop looking at your weakness. Look at God in you. Be God-sized minded. Be God-sized minded. Be God-sized minded. Don't look at yourself. I'm too small. It's fine. But you have God inside you. Be God-sized conscious. Bow your heads. I'm sure everybody had gotten theirs now, right? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for who you have made us to be. Thank you. You've made us to be untouchable. You've made us to be indefatigable. You've made us to be really untouchable. Thank you, Lord. You've made us to be strong. Undefeated. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us just stay with this truth until our mind is renewed, until we embody this truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.